Hey, Claire here. This is the sensible bit that we need to say before we get into this episode. The advice we share during this recording is our own personal experiences. So it's a note to say that Anna and I are obviously not healthcare professionals. And it goes without saying, if you are thinking about making any changes to your diet, then do check with someone who knows what they're talking about. A doctor or a dietitian, for example. It's really, really important that you make sure that you're getting all the right kind of vitamins and nutritional stuff that you need. But the main thing is that if you are someone who has been recommended to remove dairy from your diet, then don't worry. The next half an hour should give you some peace of mind. Anyway, let's crack on. Well, we're here at a supermarket today.
I mean, the glamour. It just never ends with you, doesn't it? We just go so, so glamorous.
I know, yeah. Well, we might have to...
I get the trolley and you push me around.
I didn't bring a pound.
I didn't either.
Oh,
do you think they take Apple Pay?
Right, well, we might have to stick with a basket then. That'll be a bit of body magic, won't it? Strength exercising.
Oh,
right, we're here at a supermarket today because we are jumping on the subject of calcium, actually.
We are going dairy-free calcium, aren't we?
Well, the thing is, some people are not really into milk or cheese, let's face it.
I have a lot of people that don't like it.
And also, there are the people who don't like dairy, don't have dairy, lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
So there has to be other ways that we can get our calcium in, and that's what we're here to investigate.
Well, I'm so excited because I think we're both pros on it. Me with Daisy, who couldn't have dairy, and you now vegan. Maybe we can take people on an adventure of dairy-free life.
Look, here's the point. If you are someone that does have dairy, then maybe you can learn a thing too, because it might be that you can mix up with the non-dairy stuff to get a bit more variety. And if you're someone who is thinking about going vegan, or perhaps you've just discovered, like Heidi, who sent us an email, that she can't have dairy anymore, then you might be thinking, oh, I can't do Slimming World anymore. Well, we're here to debuff that myth.
We are here to debunk.
Debunk. Oh, dear. Yeah, that. So we're going to go inside the supermarket. We're going to get our baskets. And we're going to go and delve into the fridgey aisle and see what we can find of quick and easy dairy-free sources. And we'll report back to you on some of the surprising things that actually have a lot of calcium in that you're probably already having that you didn't even know.
Oh.
So it's a informative fact-finding, we don't know what's going to happen when we go inside the supermarket kind of episode today. We're going to play some ukuleles and we'll find out if we get escorted out of the premises.
Or how quickly it will take.
Exactly. Where you find us with our masks on, in peak kind of detective mode.
And I've got the coldest feet in the world.
I have actually got no socks on. My ankles are very, very cold. Okay, we get to the first little section, which not everybody knows about. So if you don't have dairy, there's all the different kinds of fridgey milks that you can get. Or they're not called milks, they're called drinks, aren't they? So yeah. We're just kind of looking here. We've got the oat no sugars, we've got coconut no sugars, we've got soya no sugars.
Almond
no sugars.
This is for your tea.
So there's lots of different types of milks that we find here. And not all of them are sin-free and not all of them are healthy extra A. That's my one tip for you. If you are looking at switching to something like almond or oat or coconut, then just make sure, number one, that you get the no sugars, the unsweetened versions, because the sweetened versions are not healthy extras.
Yeah.
You can use your app, scan it, but some of this stuff is really nice. Like, I really love my coconut milk in my porridge, but I love my oat milk in my coffee.
Oh, do you?
If I'm making a protein shake, I like to have almond milk.
You're a connoisseur. Look what I've just seen. Pea milk.
Some of them actually say they've got more protein as well.
Yes.
Are they fortified with calcium, with vitamins D and B12?
Look at this, 50% more calcium than milk.
There you go. But that's got to have some sins, I think.
Yeah.
In it.
So it's
really interesting. Let's go round the corner. We should be able to find some of the other sections.
Oh, I'll show you.
It's round here. So
So here, this is the normal kind of dairy. We've got all the milks, we've got all the cheeses. And obviously you can have cheese. There is dairy-free cheese. There is lactose-free cheese, which you can have on the plant. And that's a really cool thing, isn't it, Anna? Because just because you're dairy-free or you're vegan doesn't mean you have to do a different plan.
Yeah, totally. That's the great versatility of food optimising, is that it's like a big umbrella, isn't
yeah.
it? And actually so much is covered within it that you can literally, you, if you're vegan, if you're dairy-free, lactose intolerant, you can fit under all that umbrella, can't
you? The adaptability,
you? So, yeah.
I suppose. So we've come to the end of an aisle and we're on a free-from section. And here we've got things like yogurts, we've got some free-from cheese, and there's all kinds of stuff. So like if I pick up this here, this is like a grated cheddar-style cheese. This is a coconut-based one.
Greek style cubes.
There's Greek style cubes, absolutely. And so Cinnamold has changed its tact, hasn't it, recently,
yeah.
about what cheeses, because it used to be that there were only two cheeses.
And you could never find them, could you?
I knew one place where I could get the cocoa cheese.
Yes.
The other one was a Adea, which apparently is only in places like Sainsbury's. I've never found it. But Simon will recognise that a lot of people who were dairy-free
couldn't get it.
Were struggling to get
yeah.
that, and it meant that perhaps they were sacrificing some calcium.
Yeah.
And we know how important calcium is when you're losing weight.
So what we'd always say now is that you could take a vegan cheese, but look for things that are fortified with extra calcium if you can, because we know that's going to really protect your health. But yeah, it's kind of saying, you know, let's make sure you get something in, so please do take one of these cheeses. So you can see the world kind of opened up now, hasn't it? There's lots and lots of things that weren't here a year ago, I swear. Like it seems so much better, but it's knowing what you can take that's a healthy extra versus what's going to cost you some sins. Because I'm looking here and this looks incredible, but what's jumping out is that there could be some sins that get in your way. Look at this, this is like a mozzarella stretchy,
that cheese is just called.
there is. I mean, even something here that's like kind of tucked away. Now a lot of people think when they go dairy free, oops, they have to like sacrifice things like creams and stuff. There are now things like custards and creams. Yes, it is sins, but it'd be sins if you were dairy.
Yeah.
There's this whipped cream
that looks
here,
good.
Squirty cream.
Oh, so
and so sometimes when I just want to have a little bit of a treat, make
it
look aesthetically.
Just go straight
from no,
the
I'm a bit more classier.
Oh, no.
I actually have a bowl of fruit and I put a bit of squirty cream.
Oh,
when I have my baked oat donuts, I put a bit of squirty cream. And I know I'm not sacrificing myself with sins,
yeah.
but equally it looks a bit nice and a bit quirky.
Oh, I love that.
So let's just go around the corner because there are some other normal, I don't know what, I don't know why I'm using that word, other normal things, right? So where are we going? So the nuts section.
What's the nuts section?
Do you know where the nuts are? So over here is the nuts section. And actually, there are some nuts that have quite a bit of extra calcium and people wouldn't have thought about that.
No, I was shocked by that. I'd never think if I was thinking of a calcium hit to go for nuts. So tell me more.
Yeah, so I've actually got the list in my car. We'll recap it in a second. But the other thing is, now where's kale?
Kale? Oh, it's round here, look.
Okay. Things like kale. Things like okra. We've got things like
spring greens.
Curly leaf kale here. We've got spring greens. And so if you are somebody who is not really into milk or cheese, how are the other things that you can put in your food, like your curly kale? Something that you can really hide in your food too.
Mm.
You won't know about it when you cook. Your spring greens are brilliant. And actually, when you go through your book and you see it's got the C next to it.
Yeah.
So you go through some of those foods in your book, which could be in the fruit and veg, and you boost your calcium.
Exactly.
So anyway, we've been for a little wander. We're going to go back to the car and we've got a little bit more information about, well, calcium in general, and also just some tips if you are curious about how does it work if you're dairy free.
Love it.
Right, well, we've come back to sit outside. So sorry, we're in the car park, so we seem to be like next to the end where everyone's driving past us, which we didn't think about that when I parked today in this car park. So yeah, now we can like take the masks off and be outside and just talk, really. I think you were saying how like actually you thought there was quite a lot of dairy free there.
Yeah.
I find that sometimes it's quite difficult because it's all in different places in the supermarket.
Yes.
But I suppose, like, you know, we've just kind of taken our notes out, because frankly, with a mask and we're moving around supermarket, we couldn't really relate to our notes. And it was Heidi, one of our listeners, who actually kind of inspired this episode, because Heidi sent us a message, which we have quite a few of these, really, where she was saying that she has just been advised to cut out dairy, and she wanted us to kind of talk about this in an episode, about what it means and what kind of what her options are. You know, she's doing things like running and swimming, and she has recently amended a target number, but she's still on this journey, and it doesn't mean that just because you can't have dairy anymore that you need to leave the plan.
No, and I think it's also not that maybe you can't have dairy, it's maybe you're saying, actually, like, maybe, take for example, before you kind of joined Sim World and started to become much healthier, you hadn't tried lots of fruits and vegetables, and now you eat them all. And maybe this is just saying, oh, do you know what, I'm going to try something different. So I'd always drunk non-dairy milks even before I had Daisy that couldn't have milk, but now it's something I choose because I like it. I'll go to a coffee shop and get, I would choose, even though I'm going to sin it, some non-dairy milk because I just prefer the taste. I will always pick up soy yogurts because I actually like the taste of those. So it's saying, actually, can I just broaden my horizons? It may be that you've kind of not ever thought of trying something different, but it could add another kind of dimension to your food optimizing, couldn't it?
We know we've talked more like about how, like, kind of how much. So when I look at the dairy-free options, you've got things like 400 millilitres of unsweetened almond drink. You've got things like 400 millilitres of soya drink. You've got 40 grams of dairy-free cheddar, the ones that are kind of approved, and 30 grams of the dairy-free cheddar, the ones that are not the kind of official ones, but they've got calcium in. Kind of actually using these as ways to fill you up, get your calcium in, which we know is going to boost your metabolism and help you burn fat. And that means that then you're less likely to reach for the high SIN food.
Yeah.
So actually, kind of calcium and healthy HAs are another tool that you can really
another
use.
Protector, aren't they? And I think you've got to think about free food and your healthy extras as your armory from your triggers, your high energy, high fat, high sugar foods that, you know, make you put on weight and stop you from losing it. So healthy extras are all part of that jigsaw puzzle. And I meet a lot of people that say, but I don't like this or I don't like that. And I think the place that we're in that maybe we weren't 5 years ago or we weren't 10 years ago is there's so many different things that are now listed as your healthy extra A choices that there may be something that you've never encountered that you could try and absolutely love. So might be worth venturing down the non-dairy aisle to see if there's something there that floats your boat. When we were in the milk aisle there were milks that I had never seen before.
There like, are, yeah.
Yeah.
There are so many, and that's where...
Knowledge,
you know, like we were saying the other week when we did, what was it, the pasta episode, how you kind of have to get savvy with your food search
app,
barcode app, because, you know, the point is that most of the time it's getting better on the Slimmer World app that more vegan options are on there.
And I would say as a little kind of caveat to that, if you spot a product that's not listed, let the web team know so that they can get it listed. Because
you can actually do it on the app there and then.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Because I found that really interesting. So, yeah, I would say, so you go onto the app, you know, this product is not available. You can add the product and you take a photo of it there and then.
And then it will be listed, because the thing with that I've noticed with vegan or plant-based products recently is that it's seems every week there's something new coming in, isn't there? And we can't almost keep up with the demand that's changing. I was shocked because I haven't looked in these aisles recently in this supermarket, and I felt like there was more than there ever had been. So
I think what we've always got to remember, right, you know, whether we're talking about vegan or dairy-free or lactose-free, it doesn't mean that it's more healthy.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that is
good
the call. Biggest thing that I can say to you is just because you think you're taking something that's vegetarian or vegan on a menu or in a supermarket, it doesn't necessarily mean it's more healthy. And the thing to watch out for if you are going dairy-free is watching, like, say, for the cheeses, which are coconut-based cheeses. They can be quite high in fat and often don't always have calcium in.
Good to know.
So those little tips, like, make such a difference. But, you know, we talked there about, like, the vegetables that have it in. I mean, even, like, if you're not vegan but you're dairy-free, looking at some of the, like, the canned fish with edible bones, sardines, pilchards, you know, shellfish such as crab, oysters and shrimp apparently have a bit of boost of calcium.
Yeah.
Things like watercress. And then it was talking about like some of your healthy extra B choices. So if you're someone that always just has bread and porridge oats and now you're going dairy free, maybe you could switch your healthy extra B, because those nuts that I talked about, so almonds, Brazil nuts, hazelnuts, even some of the seeds like chia seeds, poppy seeds, flaxseed, dried fruits as well, like figs, goji berries.
We'll have a goji berry.
And then some of the breakfast cereals, if you look a little bit
fortified,
harder,
aren't they?
Have fortified calcium in them.
And do you know what? It's knowing your packaging and having a read, because there may be things that you're just picking up and you could get a variety that was fortified in calcium and it would be just as good. You've talked about it before when you went for a protein version of a cereal. And sometimes I think when I meet members that come into group who are dairy free or would like to make some changes, they don't know where to start. If you are a Slimming World member, there is so much resources on Lifeline online. And that's what I almost love about food optimizing now. And as always, it's just been a big umbrella. Like, you don't need a personalised plan because you can personalise the plan. I've got a lady that is lactose intolerant and got celiac disease, and she can still food optimise beautifully. It's just knowing where you can get the information. So there's a brilliant 7-day meal planner that's like dairy-free as well. So show you how to make the swaps. And like I do, and you've done previously, when you're looking at maybe a menu that has got something in that you want to take out to food optimise it, I always think start basic. So if you want a creamy sauce, you know, like you do with your coconut drink that you take as a healthy extra, you could use that instead, or swap to like a soya, fat-free, plain yogurt. There's lots of swaps that you could make that maybe you hadn't thought about before that could be quite an easy way to start.
Yeah, you know, like with the... You know, we had Sahir on the week talking about lentil dal. I add my healthy extra coconut drink into my lentil dal.
That's so clever.
Even things like making my own raita. So I get a bit of mint, a bit of cucumber, and a bit of the fat-free soy yogurt.
Nice.
Get the plain one, which says no sugars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little tip there, because the ones that say plain but still have sugars are sins. Not much.
No.
But, you know, just like if you were dairy. And I can make a raita with that yogurt and the mint and the cucumber. And it
lovely.
Goes on the side. So there are all little kind of ways. I mean, in terms of shopping, I had to really play around with different supermarkets to find.
Did you?
I had to be open-minded to kind of know that where I usually went might not have the best choice.
Yeah.
So take a day out if you can. I remember once I went to four supermarkets in one day. It felt like a privilege. And I went through and I looked, because sometimes all of the dairy-free stuff is together.
Yes.
Sometimes it's all in different sections and you have to really hunt. Okay, there's tofu over there and there's the cheese over there and the milk's over there. And it's a bit of a nightmare. And some of the milk is long life. Some of it's in the fridge.
Yeah.
And you've got to play around with where's the best deal, because sometimes the stuff in the fridge is on offer and the stuff that's long life isn't.
Yeah.
So work out what's best. But find, maybe even find like the nearest Whole Foods.
Oh, good idea.
So Whole Foods, we've got like a Glossop Whole Foods near where I live. But there are lots of different places, even in Manchester, you know, the vegan, we're not even talking about the proper health shops, just places where they do Whole Foods kind of stuff.
That's interesting.
And they will often stock things like, I don't know, like your yeast flakes, you know, a wider variety of cheeses, for instance.
Yeah.
So then you can kind of keep it interesting. And just try stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Check out the sins. You can go on to the sin calculator that adds it all in and work it if you're a bit uncertain. Take photos and just really learn. And I think that actually when you type in the phrase "no dairy, no problem," which is the title of this podcast, you will find a brilliant article in Lifeline Online, which is talking through some of the things that we're mentioning today, if you're someone who likes to have it in a written form.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what I always think about food optimising is sometimes when you've been like me doing it for 5,000 years, it's nice to just shake it up a bit. And also know, like I try and have 2 meat-free days a week, and I'm just thinking now maybe I could make a bit more effort to have 2 maybe non-dairy days a week. And that's not because I want to give up meat or I want to give up dairy, but I'm trying to do better for my health and the planet. And I think maybe we could just think a bit more outside the box, couldn't we?
I just think the whole thing with slimmer world is if you're someone who gets stuck in a rut, who thinks that you can't have this and you can't do this, you're gonna fall so hard and you're gonna hit so many hurdles. Mm. Open your mind, whether you're someone who is new to being dairy free, whether you are someone who's curious about becoming vegan, whether you're someone who just is dairy eater and a meat eater and you just want to add a bit of something else and try other things, then the fact that there is options here, and hey, we could all, regardless of our dietary stuff, get more broccoli, get more you know, kale, and get a bit of okra, get a bit of watercress. Like, it is absolutely possible to get more of that and know that it's going to be a brucey bonus, and we're going to get more calcium, which ultimately is the reason we're all listening to this podcast.
Because we want to lose weight.
Or keep it off.
Yeah, totally.
And not get bored.
Yeah.
So anyway, I feel like we've kind of talked a bit about everything. Yeah. But we'd be really interested to know what you kind of think about. These are a bit different episodes. They're a bit more niche, as the Americans say.
What's that mean?
Niche.
Oh, niche.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think that's the great thing. I meet a lot of people that come to group and are like, well, I've done this personalised plan, I've done that. And then they realise that actually everything fits in the umbrella. What I like about food optimising is that I can feed Fillet, I can feed Daisy it, I can entertain my friends with it. And actually, if I want to make some tweaks, I can change my dietary requirements with it. So, yeah, I'm going to buy some of that milk I just spotted because I'm really excited to try. Yeah, I'm going to go and zap it. Bye.
I'm off. Well, I think we both need to go and do our food shop.
We do.
But yeah, you know, I hope that this has kind of sparked some curiosity into you, really. And what can you do? What could you maybe do a little bit differently? What kind of new things could you try? You know, we've called so many of our episodes, like, try something new, plan again. And maybe it's like kind of open up conversations with some of your people in your group. You know, maybe there are people who are dairy free or who are vegan, and you think that you might want to tell them about this episode, if there's any way that we can help them. Or if you are someone who is dairy-free and you found some kind of great little wins, then share those with us, because it'd be brilliant for us, if we can, to pass them on.
Yeah, please tag us in anything that you spot that you think is going to be beneficial to anybody. So.
Well, nothing is off limits. I mean, I've made all kinds of things, from lentil dals to like the sauces, the dips. We've made cheesecakes, we've made ice cream, we've done all kinds of different things. So, you know, please, if you are someone who's just found out that you need to cut dairy, do not worry. I know the scariest thing is you can't have chocolate and you can't have cheese, but things are getting so much better. There are lots of more options out there for you.
Yeah.
You just need to find where and what your thing is and have some fun experimenting.
What a way to end a podcast.
I think that's quite inspirational. I think we should fly off just like that plane did over there.
Oh my God, where should we go?
You can tell that we obviously record in South Manchester, people.
Yeah,
because
the
it's just non-stop. It feels like every single episode we do, there's a plane or a train. Or a car.
Should I take you to the airport pub now and drink and just watch the planes and record some sounds for the podcast?
Whatever you get up to this week, please have a lot of fun. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Bye for now.